Lesson 31. Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 through 75. Introduction. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus Christ began taking upon himself the sins of all people as part of his atonement. Judas betrayed Jesus to the Jewish leaders. Jesus was then illegally tried before Caiaphas the high priest, where false charges were brought against him. Meanwhile, three times Peter denied knowing the Savior to those who identified him as one of Jesus Christ's disciples. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew 26, verses 31 through 46. Jesus Christ suffers in the Garden of Gethsemane. Ask students to consider the following scenario. A young man has been told from his youth that it is his duty to serve a full-time mission. As a teenager, he still knows he should serve a mission, but struggles with committing to go. He is more interested in other opportunities and worries that a mission will prevent him from having those experiences. In what other situations might the desires of young men and women differ from what Heavenly Father wants them to do? List students' responses on the board. Why can it sometimes be difficult to do what we know Heavenly Father wants us to do? Invite students to look for principles in Matthew 26, 31 through 46 that can help them when they struggle to obey Heavenly Father's will. Remind students that as recorded in Matthew 26, verses 1 through 30, the Lord ate the Passover feast with his apostles and instituted the sacrament. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Matthew 26, verses 31 through 35. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus prophesied would happen to his apostles. What did Jesus say would happen to the apostles that night? Explain that in this context, the word offended means to fall, or turn away, or forsake. How did Peter and the other apostles respond to what the Savior said? Invite a student to read Matthew 26, 36 through 38 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for where Jesus and the apostles went after the Passover feast. Invite students to report what they find. Ask students to turn to Bible photographs number 11, Mount of Olives, and number 12, Garden of Gethsemane, in the Latter-day Saint edition of the King James Bible. Explain that Gethsemane was a garden of olive trees located on the Mount of Olives, just outside Jerusalem's walls, and that the name Gethsemane means oil press. What phrases in verses 36 through 38 describe how Jesus felt as he entered Gethsemane? Invite a student to read Matthew 26, 39 aloud, and ask the class to look for what Jesus did after going a little further into the garden. What words or phrases in verses 37 through 39 describe the difficult burden Jesus was experiencing? What did Jesus ask the Father to remove from him? Note: teaching about Jesus Christ's suffering in Gethsemane. There are three accounts of the events that occurred in Gethsemane. In this manual, the lesson for Matthew 26 focuses on the Savior's submission to the Father's will. The lesson for Mark 14 addresses what Jesus suffered in Gethsemane. The lesson for Luke 22 emphasizes the severity of his suffering. Teaching students these unique aspects of the atonement can enable them to have distinctive experiences as they study each account. Hold up a cup. Explain that the cup the Savior referred to was a symbol for the bitter suffering he experienced as part of the atonement. In Gethsemane, Jesus began taking upon himself the sins and suffering of all people as part of his great atoning sacrifice. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, who explained what Jesus was asking for when he asked for the cup to pass from him. Quote, "The Lord said, in effect, 'If there is another path, I would rather walk it. If there is any other way, I would gladly embrace it.' But in the end, the cup did not pass." End quote. From Teaching, Preaching, Healing, Ensign, January 2003. You may want to suggest that students mark the phrase, quote, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt," end quote, from verse 39. Even though the Savior asked for a different way to accomplish the Father's purpose, what did he do to accomplish the atonement? Students should identify a truth similar to the following. Jesus Christ submitted his will to the Father's will to accomplish the atonement. What can we learn about Jesus from his willingness to submit to Heavenly Father's will, even though it meant he would endure intense suffering and eventual death? Write the following incomplete statement on the board. We follow Jesus Christ's example when we blank. How would you complete this statement based on what we have learned from Matthew 26:39? Using students' words, complete the statement so it conveys the following truth. We follow Jesus Christ's example when we choose to submit our will to Heavenly Father's will. Remind students of the scenario about the young man who hesitated to serve a mission, as well as the other situations listed on the board. How can the Savior's example strengthen us in these situations? Invite students to think of times when, although their desires differed from Heavenly Father's will, they ultimately chose to follow His will. Ask a few students to share their experiences and to explain why they made that choice and how they felt about it. Encourage students to identify a specific way they will follow Jesus Christ's example by submitting their will to Heavenly Father's will. Invite students to review Matthew 26:37-38, looking for the Savior's instructions to Peter, James, and John in Gethsemane. What instructions did Jesus give to Peter, James, and John? What do you think was meant by the instruction to watch with me in verse 38? To help students understand why the disciples may have needed the Savior's instruction to watch with him, explain that when the disciples came to the garden, they began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and to complain in their hearts, wondering if this be the Messiah. See Joseph Smith translation, Mark 14:36, in the Bible Appendix. By instructing his disciples to watch with him, Jesus was warning them to be vigilant because their faith in him would be tested. Why would the disciples wonder if Jesus really was the Messiah? Many Jews did not understand that the Messiah would suffer and die, but rather expected that the Messiah would liberate the Jews by overthrowing the Romans. Invite a student to read Matthew 26:40 aloud, and ask the class to look for what Jesus discovered that these three apostles had been doing while he was praying. Invite students to report what they found. Explain that the Joseph Smith translation of Luke 22:45 indicates that the disciples were sleeping, for they were filled with sorrow. Why might the apostles have been filled with sorrow? How might you have felt if you had been in their position and realized you had fallen asleep rather than watched with the Savior? Invite a student to read Matthew 26:41 aloud and ask the class to look for what Jesus told his disciples to do. Invite students to report what they find. What principle can we learn from the Savior's instructions to these apostles? Students should identify a principle similar to the following. If we watch and pray continually, we will have strength to resist temptation. What do you think the phrase means, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak"? How does this relate to resisting temptation? Recall that to watch means to be awake, alert, or vigilant. How can spiritually watching and praying help us overcome our weaknesses and resist temptation? Invite students to ponder whether they, like the apostles in Gethsemane, have ever given in to temptation because they failed to pray and be watchful. Ask them to consider how that choice affected them. Invite students to ponder times when they resisted temptation by praying and being watchful. What has helped you be consistent in spiritually watching and praying? Testify that we can resist temptation as we watch and pray continually. Invite students to write on a piece of paper one thing they will do to better watch and pray continually. Encourage them to carry the paper with them to remind them of their goal. Summarize Matthew 26:42-46 by explaining that Jesus prayed three times in the Garden of Gethsemane. each time he expressed his willingness to obey his father's will. Matthew 26, 47 through 75. Jesus Christ is arrested and tried before Caiaphas. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Gerald N. Lund, who later became a member of the 70. Quote, "Imagine Jesus Christ, the being whose power, whose light, whose glory holds the universe in order, the being who speaks and solar systems, galaxies, and stars come into existence, standing before wicked men and being judged by them as being of no worth or value." End quote. From Knowest Thou the Condescension of God, in Doctrines of the Book of Mormon, the 1991 Sperry Symposium. Write Matthew 26, verses 47 through 68 on the board. Ask students to search these verses, looking for how Jesus Christ continued to submit to his Father's will, even when he was mistreated and judged by wicked men. Depending on your students' needs, you could read these verses aloud as a class, divide students into pairs and read the verses aloud, or instruct students to read them silently. Instead of instructing students to read Matthew 26, 47 through 68, you could show portions of the following videos from the Life of Jesus Christ Bible videos. Number 1, The Savior Suffers in Gethsemane, which depicts Jesus Christ being betrayed by Judas and arrested. And number 2, Jesus is tried by Caiaphas. Peter denies knowing him, which depicts Jesus being tried by Caiaphas, smitten and spat upon. These videos are available on LDS.org. After sufficient time, ask the following question. How did Jesus Christ submit to Heavenly Father's will, even when he was mistreated and judged by wicked men? Invite a student to read Matthew 26:53 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus said he could have done during these events. What could the Savior have done? Instead of asking for legions of angels or any other divine power to deliver him, what did Jesus do? What does this teach us about the Savior's willingness to do Heavenly Father's will, regardless of the circumstances? Even though Jesus Christ had the power to destroy the men smiting him and spitting on him, he suffered and endured willingly. The leaders and soldiers did not realize the infinite power Jesus Christ could have called upon had it been the will of the Father that he do so. Point out that, as recorded in verse 56, the Savior's prophecy that the apostles would turn away from him was fulfilled. However, this turning away was only temporary. Summarize Matthew 26, 69 through 75 by explaining that while Jesus was being tried after his arrest, Peter denied 3 times knowing him. Note, Peter's denial will be covered more thoroughly in the lesson on Luke 22. Testify of the truths identified in this lesson.